It's Monday, July 11th, 2011. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Right back there, really great song. That's Washed Out from Georgia. That was the song Eyes Be Closed. It's from a forthcoming album called Within and Without, but they released it early on an EP called Eyes Be Closed. It contains three remixes, two of which are pretty awesome. And Washed Out, new album, comes out tomorrow. Promises to be awesome. I think this guy just doesn't make bad music, so definitely going to want to check that out. And, you know, frankly, I'll probably put something on it from the album besides this song just once the album comes out, just as a, you know, hey, the album's out now, buy something, you know, because I'm sure I'll like it. Speaking of things that are likable, I wanted to see Hello Seahorse. Thank you to the one, the only Neil Homan of Ritmo Latino fame for introducing me to Hello Seahorse many years ago. I've played them on the show before. They're from Mexico City, and they're super great. And they were playing at Celebrate Brooklyn Friday night, but then it was thunderstorming the whole night. And since I ride my bike everywhere, I just didn't want to ride my bike there in the thunderstorm. So I missed the Hello Seahorse show. Very sad about that. But they do, nonetheless, have a new album that was relatively new, came out last year. It's pretty good stuff. Very different, I would say, from their previous work, which was much more just straight up indie pop kind of stuff. And this is pretty different, but equally as great. We're going to hear two tracks from it. They're both in Spanish. I don't feel like I can really pronounce them at all. The second one we're going to hear is the title track to the album. I'll tell you that much about it. So look for links at thesoundsofmyhead.com where I have written down the names of the songs and the album. And this is an enhanced file. So if you look at the chaptering in iTunes or on your iPhone or whatever, it's going to have the names of the songs. So that's my backup plan for people like me who are dumb and can only speak English. So here we go. Hello Seahorse, two tracks right now on Sounds of My Head.
Con el viento y con
right back there. Two songs from Daft Punk. Big fan of Daft Punk. They haven't released much in recent years, but they did release this new soundtrack for the film Tron Legacy. And they did the whole soundtrack, and it's actually, as far as soundtracks go, I mean, it's a great soundtrack. I haven't seen the movie. I don't know. I saw the original Tron at some point a long time ago, but I'm not a huge, you'd think I would be because I'm a dork, but I'm not quite that big a dork. I know a lot of people, like, I don't like video games, wasn't really into comic books. I don't know what the crossover to Tron fandom is, but I was never really a part of it. So anyway, I didn't bother seeing the new one, but at any rate, Daft Punk did the soundtrack, and the soundtrack is great. And the two songs we heard were End of Line and Derezzed, and both are really great songs. Those are the two songs that are the most, like, just straight-up Daft Punk songs, you know? The rest of the album is a lot more like just sort of above-average soundtrack music, which is, you know, good. But I think those two very Daft Punky songs are kind of my favorites. So, thought I'd put them on the show. And stuff I like. What else do I like? Oh, that's right. I like music from Sweden. Here we go. I'm From Barcelona has a new album. It's called Forever Today. And we're going to hear two tracks from it right here. We're going to hear Charlie Parker and Always Spring. The whole album, it's like, the whole album is 4 stars, you know? And then Charlie Parker is like a clear 5-star for me. And I think Always Spring maybe rises above others a little, but anyway, it's a great album. It's just a very solid sound, good album. So check it out. I'm From Barcelona with Charlie Parker, and then Always Spring right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Slow, I want somewhere to go home. Look at a crime where everything points to one answer and not see it, you're a dumbass. And if you can look at the deficit and not see that the problem is that the rich stop paying taxes, you're a Republican. In his press conference last week, President Obama said maybe, just maybe, the problem with the budget is that the billionaires were, quote, enjoying the lowest tax rate since before I was born. Now, here's Obama's thinking, and it's a little counterintuitive, but try to follow it. When Clinton was president, the rich paid a little more taxes and the government had money. Then Bush cut all those taxes and now we don't. I know it's hard to grasp, it involves subtracting. But in suggesting that in these desperate times we slightly raise the tax on private jets, Obama was baiting the Republicans to look like extremists by defending private jets. But the gambit failed because half the people are not outraged. Half of them say, I'm with the party that cuts all these programs for real people, for the 99%, Planned Parenthood, environmental protection, college, healthcare, infrastructure, but holds the line on private jets. Voting for them is as stupid as voting not guilty for the mom who lost her baby for a month and went looking at a wet T-shirt contest. Every election, roughly half the population votes Democrat and the other half votes Republican. Now, I understand why the Republicans get 1% of the vote, the richest 1%. That other 49%, someone will have to explain to me. The facts about what the Republicans have done to the middle class are beyond reasonable doubt, and yet their base refuses to see it. The moneyed elite in America are dragging a bag filled with your future down the steps. And your reaction is, hold on there, that looks heavy. Let me give you a hand getting it into your trunk.
What did you want to see? What did you want to be when you grew up? What did you want to see? What did you want to be when you grew up? She goes away now.
In case you're wondering, neither of the last two songs we heard were by the Beach Boys. Let's start with the one before the one we just heard. It was by a band called Atlas Sound, which is really just this guy from Georgia who's the lead singer of the band Deer Hunter, but he did his own spin-off thing as Atlas Sound. And for the song we heard, it was actually him and the lead singer from Panda Bear named Noah Lennox. So anyway, they got together and did this song called Walkabout for Atlas Sound's album Logos. Logos is a very soundscapey, you know, there's some music lurking in there somewhere, you know, I don't know. But Walkabout is such an awesome song. It's like super good, and it's got some major Beach Boy things going on. Probably that's the Panda Bear influence. But anyway, so I've always liked that song, and I've just never put it on because the album isn't that great as an album. I don't know. Walkabout is not representative, particularly of the sound of the album. But I love that song. And then, so long as I was putting on something kind of Beach Boysy, I thought, well, I should just put on the Explorers Club, which is the band we just heard with the song Forever from their album Freedom Wind, which really, at a certain point, could just be the Beach Boys. I mean, they're not really being, subtle at all in their just attempt to be the Beach Boys. So the Explorers Club, you know, kind of derivative to the point where it's hard to get too excited about it, frankly. But they're not doing anything new, I guess. At least with Walkabout, you know, it sounds kind of like, what if the Beach Boys had modern production techniques or something? Whereas Explorers Club is just like, hey, what if the Beach Boys made a new album? You know, but, pretty good. Yeah, Forever, it's a good song. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, an actual cover rather than just a sounds like. In fact, this cover doesn't really sound anything like the original. It's Computer Magic, the one, the only. And we're going to hear Just Like Starting Over, the original by John Lennon, but covered here by Computer Magic and a pretty fun stuff. And, of course, a free download. She's always good with the free downloads. So you can download this song if you like it, which you probably will because it's pretty good. So here we go, Just Like Starting Over by Computer Magic, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Somewhere alone.
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Digital Love, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, and One More Time, all three covers of Daft Punk by the Vitamin String Quartet. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also become a fan on Facebook. Send me emails at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Leave comments at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Or just tune in again on July 25th for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.